T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On the phone with me for this segment, I have Laura Adams. She is a safety and education analyst at driverzed.com. And April is Distracted Driving Awareness Month, so we'll be talking a little bit about that. Thank you very much for joining me today, Laura. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
As I said, April is Distracted Driving Awareness Month, and a new report recently came out that says that maybe we're not necessarily paying attention when we're driving. So what did the survey find?
DriversEd.com is committed to understanding what's happening with drivers, and particularly with driving safety. And we've found an interesting and increasing trend when it comes to distracted driving, and specifically to social media use. So the most recent study that we did found that 55% of drivers admit to checking social media while driving. And this was a pretty large number, and we've seen these numbers grow, unfortunately. And also, we saw video use increase. Unfortunately, 26% of drivers say they've watched videos on their phone while driving. Even recording video is on the rise. 25% of drivers say they have recorded a video while behind the wheel, and we assume that most of that is probably for posting on different social media sites. So it's a disturbing trend.
So you say the survey found that people are not only using their cell phones while they're driving, they're actually doing additional things like recording video.
That's right. So they are actually, not only talking on phones, texting on phones, but using all the components of social media and video while they're driving. So a lot of really dangerous behavior is happening, and we want to make sure that we understand these trends and do what we can to reverse them, especially during Distracted Driving Awareness Month, which, as you mentioned, is April. So this is a really good time to reevaluate how you may be using your phone while driving and have a conversation with folks in your family, maybe young drivers or family friends who are using their phones in distracting ways while they're driving. And by the way, this is not just a problem with young people. Our survey spanned drivers of all different ages, different economic backgrounds, geographic locations, and this is a problem across the board.
So other than using their phones and using social media, what are some of the other distractions that drivers face? Do you have any other examples?
There are a lot of distractions that we face. Many are old-fashioned, like eating while driving, putting on makeup while driving, listening to the radio, talking to other passengers while driving. These are the things that we've dealt with for a long time. But now, layered on top of that, we have the complexity of technology. So using our phones while driving, and also, not only that, you've got built-in technology in our vehicles that are making it easier to use technology while driving. So there are a lot of things at play here, and we want to make sure that drivers understand that just because they have technology doesn't mean it is safe to use while they're driving.
Now, the National Safety Council is behind this campaign, this Distracted Driving Awareness Month. What do you suggest that we be aware of while we are driving, and what are some of the tips that maybe we should be mindful of?
Well, certainly I would say putting your phone away, like in the glove compartment, maybe even in the back seat, in a bag, somewhere in your car where it is not going to be distracting you with incoming text messages, social media alerts, and phone calls. Putting up some barriers between you and your phone is one of the best ways, I think, to stay more focused on driving. Some people say, well, Laura, I've got hands-free technology. Isn't that safe to use? There have been study after study that has shown hands-free use is just as dangerous because it's our brains that are distracted. It's a cognitive distraction, not necessarily a physical one. So remember that even if you've got that hands-free technology or voice commands in your car, use it very sparingly, I would say, just in the event of an emergency.
So during Distracted Driving Awareness Month, what tips or what should parents be teaching their kids on how to drive without distractions, on learning good driving habits?
Parents must be role models for their kids when it comes to safe driving. If they see you using a phone, you know, even just a little bit here and there, or eating while driving, they're going to think it's okay for them to do as well. So I think parents do have to realize that they're being watched. No matter what your kid's age is, even if they're not old enough to drive, they're still watching how you conduct yourself while you're in the vehicle. So be a role model. And I would say also set up some boundaries with your kids. You know, there are a variety of apps out there that can limit the phone use while driving, even some technology within your wireless company that can make sure that responses come back. So if they receive a text or a call, the sender will receive a message saying, hey, I'm driving, I'll call you or text you when I get to my destination. So trying to use technology as the cure instead of the culprit, I think, is one way that parents can be a little clever about this. Also, just having conversations. And so April is a great time to do it, sitting down and talking with your teen about the potential dangers and what's expected of them.
Okay, now what about practicing defensive driving?
Right, so defensive driving is so key. And I do think that a lot of the statistics that DriversEd.com is bringing to light may kind of roll off the backs of some people who say, well, I'm a great driver, you know, and these don't apply to me. Even if you are the perfect driver, what we want you to understand is that many people on the road with you are not. You know, the statistics just bear it out. So being more defensive is really the key to staying safe. So that means, I think, planning ahead a little bit more carefully, leaving distance between you and other cars, leaving as much room to react to unexpected things that other cars may do. Also, watching out for pedestrians and bikes. These are, unfortunately, pedestrian deaths are on the rise. They're at a high level right now, the highest that they've been in 30 years. And a lot of that is attributed to distracted driving.
And what about recognizing the dangers of drugged driving as well?
This is another issue. Drug driving is always a problem, and I think particularly now that marijuana use has been legalized in several states, there are many folks, in fact, we've done surveys about this, about 25% of our respondents did not know that using marijuana and driving is illegal. And they don't realize that it's just like alcohol. You can be ticketed with a DUI just like you can with alcohol use. So even if marijuana is legal where you live, it is still illegal to get behind the wheel after smoking or ingesting it in any way. So we do have to realize that this is kind of a growing issue that we need more awareness around.
Also, in respect to driving under the influence or avoiding driving under the influence, many people are calling Uber and Lyft to avoid getting a DUI, but apparently some of the Uber and Lyft drivers are driving distracted as well.
Right. I mean, unfortunately, there are many people who are going to notice their Uber driver being distracted by whatever is going on in their phone. It could be social media, texting, etc. So I would encourage people to let that be known. You know, and it could be saying something directly to your Uber driver to let him or her know that you'd like them to focus on the road, or maybe even giving them a review after the fact that indicates that you are not pleased with that trip. So making it known so that the drivers who are not good drivers won't get as many rides as the drivers who are really focused and aware.
Great. Now, who compiled the data in this latest survey?
Yes, this was done across the United States. We looked at, these are folks online, users who are in all parts of the United States, all different income levels, and all different ages. So we really wanted to get a good cross-section of drivers to find out what they're doing and you know, what's happening. So this is, again, these are the types of numbers that we bring to light simply to make folks aware that there are problems on the road, that these issues do need to be addressed. And I feel like this month, during Distracted Driving Month, is just the perfect time to reevaluate your own driving. If you can just do one positive thing this month to make yourself a better driver, or stop doing one negative thing this month, I think we will all be safer on the roads.
Great. Now, tell us a little bit about DriversEd.com.
DriversEd.com is the number one online driving school. So we offer courses for drivers of all different ages and stages. So whether you're brand new and you're just trying to go for your permit test, We have practice permit tests. Many people don't know that 70% of people actually fail their permit test the first time. So we know that taking these practice tests are going to enable you to get your, get that permit the first time around in many cases. They're also available in different languages, so not only in English, but Spanish and Chinese. We also have courses that are geared for more mature drivers. Maybe you are somebody who, let's say you're in your 50s. Many people don't realize that you probably qualify for an auto insurance discount simply by completing a driver's education course. So ask your insurance provider about that. In many cases, just passing a course online can qualify you for a discount that could be as much as 10 or even 20%. That will last for several years into the future. If you get a ticket, maybe a speeding ticket or a moving violation, we also have traffic school, which will help get the points associated with that ticket off your record so you can also help keep your auto insurance rates low. And also, we have in-car driving lessons as well in certain states across the United States. So if you want that one-on-one instruction, we offer that as well.
Well, and I imagine the website is self-explanatory. It's driversed.com, correct?
That's it. So they are, when you visit, you're going to see a lot of information about the courses that we offer, but there's also a lot of really great resources, information, statistics, et cetera, that will help people be better drivers and help them also give tips to their teenagers and new drivers that they may have in their family.
And where can listeners find out more information about this safety campaign during April?
Just go to driversed.com. We've got more information about all of the studies that we do and information about National Distracted Driving Month, which is April.
As we start to wrap things up, if there's one point you can make about National Distracted Drivers Awareness Month and about distracted driving, what would that point be?
I think the key takeaway for Distracted Driving Month is to realize that many of us are addicted to our phones, and we are just picking them up far too often. So if you can really put a barrier between yourself and your phone, at least during the time that you're behind the wheel, you're going to make sure that you get to your destination as safely as possible and keep everyone on the road safe as well. So I would encourage folks to really take the consequences of distracted driving seriously and just make one positive change this month.
Okay, Laura Adams, a safety and education analyst at driversed.com, and we've been talking about Distracted Driving Awareness Month during the month of April. So thank you very much once again for joining me today, Laura. I appreciate it.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.